Now into the non-fiction, the musical Human. This is getting a bit of airplay at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's really about music through history and time. And it's sort of a history of life on Earth, I guess. 165 million years ago saw the birth of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And 66 million years ago was the first melody. And
wow.
40,000 years ago, humans created the first musical instrument.
Wow, goodness. Yeah.
And why people still can't keep to the beat.
So today music fills our lives. We have created, performed and listened throughout history. And music has overlooked part of our origin story. Mm. So Michael Spitzer, who's the author of this, is a world-leading musicologist. Mm-hmm. And he looks at music in our everyday lives, in world history and music and evolution.
Amazing.
From insects to apes, humans to AI. And did you know that the best-selling nature record of all time is Songs of the Humpback Whale?
I have heard that, actually. What? Yes.
I read that in this book, and I then last night went online and listened to it. And while I was reading up and researching for these books, I was listening to that. God, they're amazing.
They are. They're pretty incredible.
Voices. Yeah. Just spectacular. You have no idea. Anyway.
I've heard them. They're very I'm trying to remember this very famous record.
It's called Songs of the Humpback.
Yeah, I know there's that, but there's just something else that's all about like nature and music and stuff. I'm trying to find it, but anyway.
Trust
continue.
That us boat boys have been on our marine grind. Josh and I talked about the My Octopus Teacher documentary recently too.
So good.
Oh,
I loved it.
Yes. Okay, so the fifth book is called Letters to Commando. It's by Edmund de Waal.
So pretty.
It's so beautiful. Here, have a look at it while I'm talking about it.
Snatch it away from you, Ben. That's all right. You'll get it.
So it's sort of a coda to his book that he wrote 10 years ago called The Hare with Amber Eyes, which you may or may not know. Many people will have already read it.
It's got pictures, Ben.
It has pictures. Apologies for not being able to pronounce this correctly, but Count Muizhi de Commando created a spectacular house and filled it with the greatest private collection of French 18th century art for his son to inherit. So in Paris.
Wow, that's wild.
But when Nissim, his son, was killed in the First World War, it became a memorial, and on the Count's death in 1935, he bequeathed it to France.
Oh, wow.
It's remained unchanged since then. During the Second World War, it was boarded up while other Jewish households were ransacked, thankfully. And in this book, Edmund de Waal explores the lavish rooms and detailed archives and uncovers new layers to the family story. And it's in a series of letters.
Yeah. Dear Monsieur, cher Monsieur.
Yes, so he writes to the Count about his discoveries, interweaving narratives of what the Vichy did to the Jews through the World War II and historical records of what happened to them in the concentration camps they were sent to.
Wow.
It's kind of sad, but the real sadness is really only in 12 pages. So, but it's just beautiful, really beautiful.
Amazing, yeah.
And this last fabulous book is even more just gorgeous.
Oh, another beautiful cover.
See, I think
I will say,
the common theme is just that all these books are pretty.
This is a very niche thing, but I love when, A, they have the little, like, ribbon tag, and I love when it's like a contrasting colour to the cover. I don't know, there's just something about it I just really like.
Well, so for people who can't see this book, it's linen, and it has beautiful wood block pictures of birds in nature on the outside. It's utterly gorgeous. It's called Birds, an Anthology, and it's edited by Jacqueline Mitchell and with woodcuts by Eric Fitch-Taglish.
It's like poems about birds.
Well, just not so much. It's rather than an anthology of poetry about birds, it draws on historical material and the long history of bird watching.
Cool.
In books. Mm-hmm. In the written word. So it does contain some contemporary material such as Ted Hughes and J.A. Baker on the Peregrine, but mostly the pieces are from the 11th century to the mid-20th century.
Wow.
And the earliest pieces from the Roman times. There are writers from around the world, references to dictionary entries, prose excerpts from books and authors you recognise, and those more obscure.
Mm.
And each chapter is arranged in date of birth order of the authors.
Cool.
So where that page is, the bookmark is, mm-hmm. if you open that up, you'll see that there's a beautiful piece that's been taken out of Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte.
Yes.
The pleasantest manner of spending a hot July day.
Mm.
From Wuthering Heights, 1847.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then on the next page you see William Morris.
Yes,
you see?
The Heart of Summer.
Mm.
From News from Nowhere.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So it's beautifully researched. She's been to mostly, I think, the Bodleian Library, but all sorts of information that she's collected to put in there. And it's separated, the chapters are all separated, not just into spring, summer, winter, autumn, etc., but also like songbirds and birds from around the world and migrating birds and that sort of thing. So for people who love birds and nature.
Very cool.
Glorious.
I actually have a fact that relates to both birds and books, if you'd like to hear it.
Yes, I do.
So
please.
You know how in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series, owls are used as the messenger bird for the magical universe.
Yeah.
That makes very little sense, because did you know that that owls are nature's slowest bird? They are the slowest bird in nature. And the reason for that is because they have a bunch of extra feathers on their wings and body. They're very, very thick, featherly, which makes them fly completely silently, but also slower because they have extra padding.
Wow.
Look at me, I know things.
And a new word that you've just said, featherly.
Featherly, yeah.
Beautiful, a beautiful new word for the world.
Amazing.
Featherly.
I've put that out there. Please use that in your day-to-day vernacular.
Well, text that word in to 0217389 985. None of us will say it again. That's 0217389 985, and you can win the Scorpio Books voucher from this week.
There you go. There it is.
Brilliant.
Let's get my new word circulating already.
Yes. Let's
fantastic.
Get it in the lexicon.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
We always love Scorpio Books
and you
coming in and sharing all these wonderful books. Let's do just a quick rundown of the names.
Yes. So, Voyeur by Francesca Rees, Two Steps Onward by Graham Simpson and Annie Buist, Second Place by Rachel Cusk, The Musical Human by Michael Spitzer, Edmund de Waal's Letters to Commando, and Birds, an Anthology edited by Jacqueline Mitchell.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.